AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people are dead, including a University of Colorado, Colorado Springs police officer. Nine others have been wounded in a day-long shooting and standoff at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. Ozzy Lucano had driven up to the building when the gunman opened fire on him.
I saw myself in the mirror, and it's like, my God. He was aiming for my head. It's just weird to stare into the face of somebody like that. And he didn't win.
The gunman, identified as Robert Lewis Deere from North Carolina, surrendered some 5 hours after the shooting began. A storm system brings ice and freezing rain to the Texas Panhandle, central Oklahoma, and flash flooding from northeast Texas, eastern Oklahoma, and southern Missouri, and most of Arkansas. Three people are dead after their cars were washed away by the flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Northeast Texas, especially, and kind of an axis into southeast Oklahoma, into Arkansas, you know, we expect 3 to 4 inches of additional rainfall.
Hundreds of people marched along Chicago's Magnificent Mile protesting the police shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Reverend Jesse Jackson says the march, designed to disrupt Black Friday shopping, is a message to Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
We will escalate these actions, escalate downtown boycotts until some change. I hope the mayor can hear us. We're trying to appeal to him nonviolently. I hope the mayor can hear us.
Protesters were demanding the resignations of Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy and Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez. In Uganda, Pope Francis celebrates Mass at a Christian shrine in Uganda, urging Ugandans to care for the elderly, the poor, and the abandoned. The shrine marks a site where a 19th century king sought to stem the rise of Christianity by burning Christians alive. This is AP Radio News. It's not clear exactly how many people were killed in last month's U.S. airstrike on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan.
Just this week, General John Campbell, the top commander in Afghanistan, gave a death toll.
30 staff, patient, and assistants.
That's the same number in a Doctors Without Borders review. However, a summary of an international investigation released Friday says at least 31 were killed. A spokesman for NATO's top general says that number came from early reporting by Doctors Without Borders. Officials are now trying to reconcile the two numbers. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Major League Baseball looking into an apparent fight L.A. Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig had with a Miami bar bouncer. While police say no charges have been filed, baseball is investigating under its new domestic violence policy. Miami police say Puig has facial bruises and a swollen eye, while the bouncer has a split lip and bruises. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.